Okay. Wake up, everybody. This is Jennifer Nickerson Turner of Talk Black and Give Back. I'm here today with CIO of Talk Black and Give Back, Angela Bird, and owner of Infinite Power Yoga.
Yes.
So, hi, everybody.
We're here just trying to discuss where we are with Talk Black and Give Back and where we're headed and kind of the direction where we are to date. So to give everybody an update if they're not familiar with the organization, but just to kind of have a conversation and map out where we're headed over the next month or two. Okay. So one of the issues that we have worked on with Talk Black and Give Back, or one of the biggest issues that I see that is needed in the Black community is kind of a Black directory, right? A directory of Black businesses where we can go to and kind of just get direction, like support our Black businesses so that we can transfer some of our spending power Black. I think that we don't work together enough. We don't collaborate enough. And money doesn't stay in our community long enough for us to be able to sustain. Most Black-owned businesses go out of business within the first 12 to 18 months. I think the tune of 80% of Black-owned businesses do not stay open longer than 18 months. And so there's a lot of issues that we're trying to face, trying to address, but with this Black directory, we're just referring everyone to download the Black app, okay? And many of us have heard of it, out here. Black app is was designed by John Laster, I believe is his name. We was talking about it. We kind of had the same idea when we were going to start Talk Black and Give Back, you know, just a Black directory, kind of a Black app where everybody could be found.
Full integrity, you know, when you right. go there, everybody is Black, so it makes it easier to support.
That's right. So John Laster created this app, but there's some flaws with the app, okay? I hate to call my brother out, okay, but there are some flaws with the app. From what I see, because we're flagging businesses, but there's a lot of businesses on there that are not really Black. I think flagging businesses that advertise themselves falsely to be Black organizations is probably where we want to go with this. I think you and I were talking about, you know, maybe possible solutions to that.
Yes. So these do not come without proposed solutions, our critiques. So
that's right. That's right. So if we're going to critique somebody, we want to say what another solution will be. We're not talking about the app or John Lasseter because we think it's a great idea. For one, we had also he just did it first. So with that, there's no need of reinventing the wheel. So we're proponents of, you know, hit the ground and keep on supporting what's out there, you know, right. building instead of tearing down. So we propose that there be additional verification platforms to verify a Black-owned business when you sign up as a Blacker, okay? So we said blockchain-based verifications. If we could implement a blockchain system where businesses can register their ownership and provide verifiable documentation, this will create a transparent and tamper-proof record of a Black business. So we really want to do that. I don't know if John Laster is sitting around looking at our little podcast, but I am going to try to reach out so that we can come up with an idea together, talk about this, brainstorm ways that this can go further together, right? So, we want to do like social media tools. I mean, I think we discussed social media tools. To develop social media tools that's going to allow the user to easily share information about verified Black businesses and flag the potential false claims to being a Black business. If you're not a Black business, please do not go on to the Black app and sign up as a Black business, okay? If we're trying to support Black businesses, it is only a way for us to be more sustainable and provide an equitable solution to our economics, okay? Because our bank accounts don't look the same. Okay, let's just be frank. Our bank accounts don't look the same. And if I want to support a black business, I should be able to go on to an app and see that you're a verified black business. If I want a black lawyer, if I want a black physician, I should be able to have the choice to go and find someone that looks like me in whatever field so that I feel truly supported. Okay? Not to say it is fair enough, that's right?
Fair enough.
Okay, so moving on from the Black app, okay, and Black, and if you have not downloaded the Black app, download the Black app. You can find Black-owned businesses just like you can MapQuest. If you're looking for a business and you want to see a verified Black-owned business, if you get to that restaurant and you decide that this is not a verified Black-owned business, flag they tails in on the app. You can actually flag a business for not being a black owned business, and then maybe look on down the line, you know, maybe some legal action can be taken for people who state that they are a black owned business and stopping our progression, you know. But flag the business if they're not black owned. Okay?
Let's start there.
So then outside of the directory, October the 1st, we're starting it's an after school online tutoring program, okay? Our children falling between the cracks, let's just be honest. You know, we've talked about this on length, you know, the school system is not designed for all kids, right? It's really not. You know, the whole idea of no child left behind, you know, we're leaving adults behind. You know, you get out of school, they pass you on, but you can't read.
Too. The businesses need our support, but the kids really need our support.
Right. So our after school program is going to start October the 1st, which is Tuesday, October the 1st. And I have to tell you all about what happened, okay? With this car donation, and I told you we talked about it, right?
Yes. Do share.
Okay, so I'm sharing with you all now. So we had an event, Family Fun Day, this past Saturday, and it was nice. Everybody came to support, and those that came to support, thank you all. We raised about $2,000 originally, which is great for our first event. Okay. And all of those proceeds are going to go to our after school. It's an online after school tutoring program where we are trying to provide tutors free of charge. So if your child is struggling in any area, especially science, technology, math, I mean, we want someone who's excelling in that field to tutor our children, right? But Talk Black and Give Back wants to offer a scholarship for the students. Right. So if a tutor signs up through our organization and want to tutor our kids in the areas that they have a gap, so that we can fill the gaps, we're also prepared to provide our tutor with a $5,000 scholarship. Now the $5,000 scholarship, you must start October the 1st, okay? So that's just Tuesday. So if you are just now hearing about it, get your application in. Send me an email, find out how you get signed up. It's supposed to be on Peach Jar, the ABSS school system platform, on a flyer. I sent it to Southeast High School and Southern Alamance High School. I have not sent it to Western students. I have not been by there. But I am looking for a high school tutor that is excelling in math and preferably someone looking into going into teaching. You know, it would be great. But we are offering a $5,000 scholarship. You would work Monday through Friday for that $5 scholarship from 4 to 6 p.m. You would tutor our kids in our Google Classroom. Anywhere they fall short, you will help support them. And at the end of your school year, which our program will end in May, the end of May. So it will run from October the 1st through May 30th. How many days in May?
30th. Yes.
Okay, it's going to run through May. And the tutoring sessions only go with the ABSS school system. So if you're out of school for Thanksgiving holiday, then you will not be tutoring. The kids will be off also. But Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. virtually, on our platform, you will be able to log in and get the support that you need for your children.
Super excited.
Right, me too. So, and we have room for one more tutor. Now, we have one tutor who will gain a $2,500 scholarship because he actually volunteered to tutor our program. He can only do it part-time, so he can only do it. I'm sorry, I thought I turned this phone off. He can only do it Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. So right now, as it stands, when we start on October 1st, it's going to be Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday until we get full-time tutor. The full-time tutor, again, will get $5,000 scholarship. This part-time tutor will get a $2,500 scholarship. Now, his name is MJ Penix, okay? And he is a student at Appalachian State, and he has agreed to run our tutoring platform on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday through June. So, and I have to give him the paperwork, but yeah, you know, that's great, right? But need one more, so sign up, okay, for your scholarship. But also, let me tell you a little backstory about Marquavion, okay? And the only reason I'm looking at the camera instead of you is because we've talked about this, and you know the blessing it is.
Yes.
So we had a car raffle, and in that car raffle, we collected, like I said, it was about $2,000 donations. And a woman named Sue Zuhl won the car. Well, Sue reached out to me on Sunday after church, and Sue notified me that the Lord told her that she needed to give the car back because we didn't make enough money as a program. She felt like we did not make enough money as a program, so she wanted to gift the car so that we could gift the car. So we found this amazing student, this amazing young man, whose family gifted an additional $500. So we got a total of $2,500 donation for the vehicle, the raffle, and the new gift, okay? And we found a tutor in the deal. So you see how this car has been the gift that keeps on giving. So I'm very proud of that. I'm very pleased. I think that this has been more than we could have asked for.
Yes.
I mean, it really has. It's been more than we could have asked for. And I'm grateful. Thank you, Ms. Zuhl, for your kind donation to the organization. Thank you, Agape Hughes Cars, and Pastor Henry Singletary, for your original donation. Thank you for all of the people who donated for our other raffles, because we raffled off a TV.
Yes.
TV donated by, what was it? Broadway's. Broadway's Family Fun Center gave us a TV. We raffled that off as well. And a grill from JC Liquidators. They gave us a grill valued at $500. They also gave us a heater tower, and we had plenty of gift cards. We had a good time. If you missed it, you better join the next one. Okay, you don't want to miss it.
Next year.
It's gonna be extra special next year. So that's our after-school tutoring program. So that will begin, again, Tuesday, October the 1st. It'll run Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. So if your children need help, go online to talkblackgiveback.org and register. Register your children. Please do not let them go without the help that they need. We really need to support our children in every possible way, okay? So, and then the next program that I'm super, super, super excited about, it's going to start November the 1st.
Okay.
The Virtual Community Support Network.
Let's do it.
So, our Virtual Community Support Network is going to be designed to address mental health crisis affecting our community, okay? We've created a safe and accessible space for individuals to connect with others and receive the mental health support needed to thrive. So what that means, for our organization at this point, because we are soliciting therapists, licensed mentors, licensed therapists and psychiatrists. At this time, we have coaches and we have mentors, okay? Now, everyone will not need to be licensed psychiatrist or a licensed therapist. Everyone doesn't need to be advised, okay, on how to do better or how they can do better. A lot of people don't need to be, they don't need any more than someone to talk to, someone to walk beside of them, right? Peer support, coaching, and mentoring. So if you would like to join, if you would like to just talk, connect with a friend, a mentor, a peer, all of these are free services. Wherever you may need help in realizing your potential. So we will start without the licensed therapist and without the psychiatrist until we get those licensed folks on board. So if you need emergency, if you need emergency mental health treatment, you should contact, what is it, the hotline. I'm going to get you the hotline number and I'm going to post it in a separate posting. But you should contact the hotline. But if you just need someone to talk to, an ear to listen, please call us. We will have someone available for you to contact and to speak with and walk things through, you know. Because, again, sometimes we just need someone to talk to, you know. So we want to be that support. So what else were we going? What else? You know. Oh, now I can't forget the shout out. Okay. So. My pocketbook. Now, you
got my pocketbook. Yes. This is major.
Okay, major important. Now, this is the business of the month. We're going to support this business this month. And, okay, I've actually asked. Okay, my birthday's tomorrow.
Yay, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, me. Look, over there. Happy birthday, me. So, we're going to... I have a fundraiser out there, so anybody who wants to donate to the organization, by all means, donate to the organization. We have plenty of programs that we have that we're just starting, and plenty of programs to come up into the spring. We're still looking to buy land and a lot to start our community housing program project. So if you know of someone with land, fair price, you hear me? Fair price. You know someone with land. If you know somebody who want to do an endowment, hey, even better. Or a gift, yay, even better. Okay. So we like gifts. But so for my birthday, I have announced, you know, this fundraiser for Talk Black and Give Back. So if you go online, if you go on Facebook, if you go on and see the fundraiser, give what you can, give what you want. Okay. But also, I want you guys, if you don't give to this organization, give to a Black-owned business. Yes. Support a Black-owned business. And this month, we are supporting Label Flex, okay? I just ordered this little cross bag from her.
Super.
Maya Hairston. And I might be tearing your name up. I hope I'm not. But Maya Hairston. She's out of Danville, Virginia. And I got my package today. So I ordered this for me. Yay, because... I didn't get a chance to support her the day of the event. It was so busy. So I wanted to support. So I go onto her website and it is wonderful. Chrissy, you went on there also, right? You got the website. Find the website. But while she's finding the website, this is what it looked like.
Nice.
It's packaged right nice. It came... wrapped up again in another package, okay? I've already taken it out because I was so excited to get it. I was like, oh, my bag came. Then it came in this other little bag. You see how it says Label Flex?
Yep.
Yeah. Amazing. Nice with the logo so I can put stuff in here and take it on a trip. You know, hair supplies, whatever. But this is a nice bag. This is going to get two bags for the price of one, okay? But then it's just wrapped up really nice. It's a nice quality bag. Look, it's still got the shipping stuff, the bubble wrap in it. But super cute cross bag. Go, oh, I like to gamble. Anybody who know me personally know I like to gamble. So we might go to the little casino for my birthday. Okay.
That's the perfect bag.
And this is the perfect bag for that purpose, you know, because I can do this right here. And yeah. Look, it go under my arm. Yeah, right there. You see that? That's a nice little bag.
Perfect.
And $45. $45. Amazing. I mean, I can't believe I get all of this for $45.
LabeledLex.com.
Go to
LabeledLex.com.
Absolutely. You better go and get you one. Maya, amazing job. Keep doing what you're doing. We're going to feature you this month, you know. Again, Black-owned business. We're going to support however we can. Everyone I know, they're going to see this bag. They're like, where you get that? And I'm going to be like, LabeledLex. Okay. So, but thank you, guys. Yes, you got to get one. Everybody, you got to go order you one too, Crystal. Give me another color. And label Maya, if you're listening to this, okay, I want the Hunter Green one. Okay, you had it at the event. I want the Hunter Green one too. It was... Yeah, I like this one, but I want the 100 grain also, so call me, okay?
200 grains.
She wants one too. Okay, so we'll go on the site and order it, but I need you to make it available on the site because I can't find it. So anyway, but yeah, so this, you know, this is where we are at the moment with the organization. We're striving. We're trying to spin black. We're trying to educate our children. And we're trying to help us fix
wellness.
We're not well as a community. If you guys don't know, I mean, I'm just one bad phone call away from calling a friend. Okay, so that's normal.
No.
That is normal. We are all humans. We are all flawed, and we are all working to do better today than we did yesterday. Okay. So thank you. Thank you very much for your support. Thank you for your time. Until next time, we will see you and be well. Be blessed.
Be well.